our awesome universe, where the universe is, in fact, quite large, and the people tracking it are doing their level best to keep up.
Today, we're looking at a busy stretch of space news. Contested procurement, a European suit making its way to orbit, and China's next crewed mission on the pad. All of it from One Spaceman 2000. Let's start with the stories themselves.
The thread running through this segment is momentum. Missions taking shape, money moving, hardware shipping, but also a pointed question about whether a $700 million NASA contract will actually be as open as advertised.
The Ars Technica piece sets that tension up directly. On the Mars Relay spacecraft solicitation, the reporting notes, NASA says it will conduct the acquisition as a full and open competition. But will it? That's the question that several people involved with this procurement process are asking, and it could turn messy quickly.
So the money is already appropriated, the solicitation is out, and people closest to the process are already skeptical. That's a procurement drama before the bids are even in.
And the stakes extend beyond relay communications. The piece flags the possible resurrection of the canceled Mars sample return mission as something riding on this contract. So the $700 million figure may undersell what's actually at stake politically and scientifically.
Nothing like a canceled mission quietly reappearing inside a different contract. Procurement, the final frontier.
Meanwhile, something more tangible is already in orbit. The European spaceflight story covers a French spacesuit prototype, developed under the CNES-initiated Eurosuit project, part of the Spaceship FR program, that was delivered to the ISS aboard a SpaceX Dragon. ESA astronaut Sophie Adenau will test it aboard the station.
The Eurosuit project started in December 2023, so this is a fast turnaround from initiation to an actual garment on the station. The goal is developing core technologies for crewed missions beyond low Earth orbit, which makes this test genuinely consequential.
And rounding out the segment, the China Global Television Network report has the Shenzhou 23 spacecraft and its Long March 2F carrier rocket already transferred to the launch pad at Jiquan. Pre-launch inspections are underway, with the crewed launch expected within days.
Three stories, three programs, three different paths to the same general destination, which is humans and hardware further out. Contested contracts, suits in orbit, crews on the pad. The pace of activity across programs right now is genuinely hard to track, which is presumably why someone is tracking it. More from Our Awesome Universe next time.